لله. أما بعد، to continue the reading of our book Sharh Sunnah by Imam Abu Ibrahim Al-Muzani rahimahullah. The next point is about something that has to do with all of us, a procedure we must pass through whether we like it or not. Al-Imam Al-Muzani rahimahullah said, وَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ وَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ بِآجَالِهِمْ عند نفاد أرزاقهم وانقطاع آثارهم. والخلق ميتون عند بآجالهم عند نفاد أرزاقهم وانقطاع آثارهم ثم إنهم بعد الضبطة في القبور مساءلون. الإمام سيد رحمه الله، والخلق ميتون. From the things a person of Sunnah must believe is the fact that الخلق ميتون, the entire creatures will die. All human beings shall die. We all shall die. Inda aw bi ajalihim. We all shall die bi ajalina, at the expiration of our fixed times. Ajal, fixed times. This lam or this ba'un is warfiyah. So the ajalihim, at the time when their terms are over. Inda nafadi arzakihim, when their rizq would have finished. Wankifai atharihim, and their actions, their living over would have finished. They are all, according to some of the ulama, they would have stopped coming to the masajid. Because some of the ulama say the athar refers to the steps the individual takes when he comes to the masjid. As is in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, we'll come back to them inshallah. They say, وَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ بِآجَالِهِمْ. We all shall die, the creatures shall die when their times have finished. عِنْدَ نَفَادِ أَرْزَاقِهِمْ, when their rizq that Allah has prescribed for each of them finishes. وَانْكِطَاءِ آثَارِهِمْ, and their actions have finished. Said, ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ بَعْدَ الضَّغْطَ. Thereafter a dogto, after a serious shaking in kubur, in their various graves, Musa alun, they would then be questioned. There are about 5 issues here. The first is wal khalqu mayyitun, the fact that we all shall die is reality. That is proven by the Quran, is proven by Sunnah, is proven by Ijma, is proven by Al-Aql. So Al-Ajillatu, both Al-Naqliya wal-Aqliya, establishes the fact that we all shall die. But as somebody like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah will say, they are also proven by Al-Waqi', what we see every day. What we see every day is that people die. And we have not seen anyone that death has left behind. What we have seen from the time of Adam alayhi salam is that everybody died, or everybody is dying. So that is evidence that we shall die. So there is reality in the fact that we will die. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah said to him, Innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. You Muhammad, you will die. Wa innahum, those who threaten you with death, those who abuse you that you soon die and go away, mayyitun, they will die too. So death is a reality. In another verse, it says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. That's in Ankabut. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. Every soul shall die. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Then you come back to us. And there are a lot of ahadith that indicate death, death, death. And the fact that the Prophet died alayhi salam. That is part of his sunnah. From the sunnah fi'liyah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam was that he died. Because sunnah is kullu ma usnida ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that is ascribed to the Messenger alayhi salam. Min qawlin aw fi'lin aw wasfin. Whether he spoke it or he acted it. Or it was a description of him, alayhi salam. Whether that description is khulqiyya, character related, or khalqiyya, nature related. So from the sunnah of the Messenger was that he died, alayhi salam. He died at age 63. Yes, we may see some ahadith, perhaps in Sahih Muslim, that says 60. Arabs have a way of also rounding up numbers. You will also see hadith of 65 in Sahih Muslim. It's also a way of rounding off. So when they say 63, when they say 65, they meant approximately 65. When they say 60, they also mean approximately 60. But the actual age he reached before he died, alayhi salatu wasalam, was what? 63. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And all the Anbiya before him died. All. So, وَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ. The creatures shall die or will die is a fact. We all will die. I will die, you will die. It's not a cause. And the people who have been so true, so truly, to these statements of reality and existence are the Muslims. When we wake up in the morning, he taught us to say alayhi salatu wasalam, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. We thank Allah who ahyana, give us life, ba'dama amatana, after he had killed us. Meaning, we had died yesterday and then he gave us life. Which also means sleep is death. If you like, young death. Sleep is also considered as death, even by the text of the Quran. He also said, Allah yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtaha. Allah yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtaha. Allah is the one who takes the life at the time that the life will die. Who takes it? Allah. So he says, Allah yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtaha. Is وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. The one who does not die in his sleep. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَبَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. If he chooses that person will die from that sleep, يُمْسِكُهَا. He will hold it back. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى. And then he will leave the others. إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ بِأَجَلٍ. To the time, مُسَمَّى. Clearly known, well felt out to him. So the times that we shall die are known to Allah. So first point, wal khalqu mayyitun, the creatures will die. The second point he said, the ajali, ajalim musamma, the times that Allah has prescribed for each of us. Each of us, we have our times. Those who have died too have died at their own time. Nobody dies except that at the time Allah has stipulated and fixed that so and so will die at so and so time. Even if it was a minute. There are children that are born, they spend a minute, they die. Cool. There are children that are born, they spend 3 hours, spend 4 hours. After 4 hours, they will die. That is their ajal. Because they would not have died if that ajal was not completed. And if Allah had fixed 4 hours, 25 minutes, 25 seconds, 25 microseconds, 25 microseconds, all those things will be reached before the soul dies. Like when you set an alarm, if you start looking at before the alarm sounds, 3 seconds, once it reaches the moment set for it, the life will go. It will not increase by 1 minute, nor second. لا يستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا يستقدمون. It will not be delayed by a moment, neither will it be fast forwarded by a moment. It is at its time. And that was why Allah told us again, وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُ. Allah will not hold back a soul when its time comes. He will not hold it back. In another verse, it says, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَنْ تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُعَجَّلًا fixed for its ajal. Kitaban, something that is written. It is written. It is preordained. It is predecreed. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam explained this kitaban mu'ajjala in another hadith, the hadith of Sadiq al-Masruq. Because like, it is written down for a prescribed time. The time is written. So once the time it is, you go away. I will go away. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu explained that the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam that inna ahadakum yujma'u khalquhu fi batni ummihi. We know this hadith. He said, thumma yursalu ilayhi al-malak. After the first, second, and third 120 days, ala al-qawl al-sahih, according to the correct opinion. Because one of the people, and it's being adopted now by a lot of people, they say it is just 40 days. That statement is wrong. The person says, because actually if you go to Sahih Muslim, the hadith is from Muslim Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. You will not see it as Al-Imam al-Nawawi has stated it in Al-Albaw. But there are also riwayat. Some from Al-Imam al-Tawrani, some from Al-Imam Sulaiman ibn Harbin, the teacher of Al-Imam al-Bukhari. We have riwayat that when combined with that in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari, it will give you the siyaq, the expressions in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari. So the correct thing is that it is for 120 days. He said, ثُمَّ يُرْسَلْ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَكِ. After that time, an angel will be sent, or the angel will be sent to the fetus in the womb after 120 days. فَيَنْفُخُ فِيهِ الرُّوحِ. So that angel will blow life into the fetus. Before that time, the fetus is not a living being. But biologists will say it still has life. The life it has is not the life that can make it live. The life it has is a life, something that can transform into living life. And that's why the ahkam of a woman's pregnancy are dependent on pre-120 and post-120. a lot of ahkam before 120 and after 120. So he said the soul will be sent to it at 120 days. وَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ الْكَلِمَاتِ. That angel will be given four orders, four words, to do four things. بِكَتْبِ رِزْكِهِ, to write the risk of that soul. That is the next point we'll mention. The risk, the air you will enjoy, the water you will drink, the food you will eat, the rice, beans, how much of it will you take? All of it. How much of sound health will you enjoy? Will I enjoy? Will he, she, every one of us enjoy? They are clearly stipulated by Allah subhanahu. Because رِزْقِهِ, if you see, let's go linguistic. It's a رِزْقِهِ, this is al-mufradu al-mudaf, رِزْقِهِ. To see the umum, that is every risk that you will enjoy. All risk that you will enjoy. All risk, arzak. A brother asked me a question about 4 years ago. He said somebody was explaining that there are some arzak that comes to us only after we are in this dunya. I said it's a lie. They are all written. He said, Ustaz, what is the evidence? I said, because they're risky. Because it says risky, he, this is mufradu mudaf. It means all arzak that you will have is part of those that has been written for us. It said also, wa ajalihi. This was the first one. The ajalihim ko. The ajal has also written for us. My ajal, your own, his own, her own, like that. Everybody has his own ajal. That is fixed time we will spend this in this dunya. It's written for each and every one of us. So kitaba mu'ajjala. If you ask, kitaba yani shay'un maktub, something that is written, mu'ajjalan, to be at specific time. So wa ma kana li nafsin an tamuta illa bi idhnillah. When that time comes, Allah gives the permission, oh yeah, his time has come, take his life. Oh yeah, his time has come, take his life. Okay, his time has come, take his life. Kitaba mu'ajjala. It is something that is written to happen at particular time. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. It is not for any soul to die except by the permission of Allah. This permission of Allah for that soul to die is something that has been written that will take place at a particular time. So I have and you have, everyone has his own. There are some of the Muslims who don't believe that. That is why it became an issue of Aqidah. The Mu'tazila. They believe that people can die before their ajal. That's why it became an issue of Aqidah among Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah. They believe a person can die before its time. Ulama say la. Wal khalqu mayyituna bi ajalihim inda nafadi arzaqihim wa inqita'i ajalihim. If you meet someone who denies, say, oh no, he was cut short by death. Say la. Wal khalqu mayyituna bi ajalihim inda nafadi arzaqihim wa inqita'i ajalihim. The one who kills a person, when has he killed that person? If that person dies, he says, وَالْخَلْقُ مَنْ يَتُونَ بِأَعْدَالِهِمْ إِنَّ نَفَادِ أَرْضَاقِهِمْ وَانْكَتَوْئِ أَعْدَالِهِمْ. So what is the pride then of a murderer? A person who kills the other person. What does he gain? Why does he bring himself? We are coming to that. If a person kills the other person, what does he gain? He loses. Because if he did not kill the person will die at that time. As he said, alayhi salam. So why did he involve himself in evil? Likewise, arzak. If it is not written that the rizq will be for you, why do you go about it through means that Allah has not legislated? وَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ بِآجَالِهِمْ عِنْدَ نَفَادِي أَرْزَاقِهِمْ وَانْقِطَاءِ أَثَارِهِمْ. So it means if somebody says, we will kill you. Ha! If it is your ajal, you will go. If it is not your ajal, you will not go. Recently we heard one of the scholars was shot dead. The student told me face to face that he was shot over 20 times. Mala Muhammad Awal Al-Albaniko. He was shot more than 20 times. Bah, bah, bah. And he still lived for about 46 minutes after, before he died. Rahimahullah. Because the ajal is those bullets plus 46 minutes. His wife only had one bullet from behind to her back or somewhere. She died once. But him, he was still talking. They told me that he said, these people were lying, they cheated me. How I wish I'm able to get one of them. Because he was still struggling with them was why they now started shooting him. So one of them said, when they noticed that he was getting weak and life was going away from him, they said, Malan, kabar wanchan, leave that one. Kache la ilaha illallah. He said, so, nabari, I have left it. He started saying, la ilaha illallah. Because the time had been fixed. The arzak had been fixed. And that's why the asar also had been fixed. When the last la ilaha illallah came, he had to go because those asar are fixed. The number of la ilaha illallah things you say are fixed. Those are the asar. So when he said the last one, the soul will go away. When he breathed the last rizq of Allah, the soul will go. When he enjoys the blood, the last one, what will happen? فَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ بِأَجَالِهِمْ عِنْدَ نَفَادِ أَرْزَاقِهِمْ وَانْكِطَاءِ آثَارِهِمْ. This thing, especially in this community we live, should be ingrained in our mentality that we will not die except our time comes to us. Wallahi, dear brothers. And there is no favor that Allah gives us that will go away from us until the time we have spent as much as Allah wills that we will spend from that favor. So when a man threatens you, I will kill you, don't be afraid. Just be, remain upon haqq. That is what will not end. Remaining upon the haqq, because haqq will remain. Whether you die or you are still alive, the truth will remain the truth, and batil will remain as what? فالخلق ميتون بآجالهم عند نفاد أرزاقهم وانقطاع آثارهم. There are a lot of examples, dear brothers. When our times come, we shall go. And when we finish the arzaq that Allah has preordained for each of us, we will go. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Abu Abdul Rahman, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, reported this hadith from him. He said, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, Inna ruha al-Qudus nafasa fi ru'i. Jibreel alayhi salam, ruha al-Qudus nafasa fi ru'i. He whispered. He revealed to me in my mind. Jibreel told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inna nafsan la tamutu hatta tastakmila rizqaha. Inna nafsan la tamutu hatta tastakmila rizqaha. Inna nafsan la tamutu hatta tastakmila rizqaha. No soul, or the soul will not die hatta tastakmila rizqaha, until it completes its rizq. The Prophet said, alayhi salam, Jibreel said to me that no soul shall die until its rizq is completed. Says, Fattakullah. If you will not die until you have fully spent your rizq, why shouldn't you now fear Allah? Says, Wa ajmilu fit talab. Make sure that you seek your wealth in a nice way. Wa ajmilu fit talab. If the risk, you will still spend your risk before you go. Look for the risk in a nice way. He said, وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمْ إِسْتِبْطَاءِ الرِّزْقِ أَن تَطْلُبُوهُ بِمَعَاصِ اللَّهِ. لَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمْ إِسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ. Let not إِسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ, the slow coming of the risk. When the risk is coming, just in deep, Istighfar. When something makes istighfar buffy, something sluggish, someone is getting the money $2,000 per month. I want $100,000 per month. So he now goes to start seeking $100,000 per month through illegal means. Says, لا يحمل أنكم استقطاع الرزق. Don't allow the snow coming, when it is coming, dear, dear. Don't make that, make you now go to seek the risk through means that Allah has not allowed. Not just that. You want a position. If it is not written for you, you will not get it. فَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمْ إِسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّئَاسِ. So don't allow the slow coming of leadership to now make you seek it through means Allah has forbidden. You kill people, you slaughter that one, you do this, you do that. It does not mean you will get it. They say politicians have their bath with the blood of children. They say they get into secret cults. They are initiated into secret cults. Is it everyone that is initiated into secret cult that becomes a governor? Wallahi, it is Allah that determines it. If you like, kill all the people in the state and bath with their blood. It does not mean you will be their leader. They say, until Jeremy or Legenia, Yoruba, they say the one who does not eat the flesh of a human being cannot be anything, will not be important, will not be significant. Eat the flesh of everybody. Your arzak are maksuma in the Allah. They are determined by Allah, stipulated. And it is what is written for you that you will get. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, لا يحملنكم استبطاء الرزق أن تطلبوه بمعاصي الله. Don't let the delay, the gradual coming of the risk, don't let that push you to now want to seek the arzak by sinning, by disobeying Allah subhanahu. فإن الله لا يدرك ما عنده إلا بطاعته. فإن الله لا يدرك ما عنده إلا بطاعته. Because you cannot get what Allah has with him except by obeying him. Why is it obvious? May Allah make us his obedient servants. والخلق ميتون بآجالهم عند نفاد أرزاقهم وانقطاع آثارهم. والخلق ميتون. We all shall die. We have evidence. بآجالهم. At their specific time. We've given evidence. In the nafadi arwaqim, this hadith is evidence. And the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ كُوْ وَأَجَلِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَشَقِيٌّ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ. That is also evidence. Everything is written down. فَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمُ السِّبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ أَنْ تَطْلُبُوهُ بِمَعَرْسِ اللَّهِ. May Allah protect us. Said, in the nafadi arzaqihim wa anqita'i atharihim. When they are athar, an athar is, lexically, if you go past a place where there is sand, you see a footstep there, that is athar. You would have gone, you would not be there. So the ulama give athar. Allah mentioned something like that in the Quran. Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta. ونكتب ما قدم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدم وآثارهم ونكتب ما قدم نحيي الموتى. We are the ones that will give life back to the dead. We'll come back to that inshallah in our next class. After Allah takes the life, he will return the life. ونكتب ما قدم. Have it in mind. We are taking records of what every one of you put forward. Your salat, your zakat, your siyam, your hajj, your sadaqah, your hadiyah, your ikhlas, your tawbah, your istighfar, your tasbih, your tahleel, your takbir, your qiyamul layl. Naktubuha. In another hadith, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu, innama hiya a'malukum, uhtiha lakum. ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّاهُ. It is all about your deeds. أُوَفِّيهَا لَكُمْ يعني نَكْتُبُهَا. Allah says, I'm taking records of it. So they are brothers. Every speech you make is taken down for you or against you. May Allah protect us. He says, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُ. Allah says, we are also writing down what they put forward. وَآثَارَهُمْ. What they leave behind also, we are taking notes. So there is a difference between what we put forward and what we leave behind. The question is, what then are those things that we leave behind, our athar? Ulama say two explanations. Some say, آثَارَهُمْ, they are those three things he mentioned in the hadith. وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. The pious child. You know, the father would have died. Meanwhile, he gave birth to that child and taught the child. So it is for him too. So when he goes, it remains a mark of him. So آثَارُ. This is from his آثَار. وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. أَوْ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَأُ بِهِ. Some knowledge that he left. Perhaps he wrote books. You write a book, people read and benefit, it's from your author. Or you teach particular knowledge. These days now there are CDs, audios. Malan Jafar Mahmood, Sheikh Jafar Mahmood, he has audios. He read the Quran from the beginning to the end 3 times. It is recorded. If you hear 10 brothers from the north, 10 houses listening to the audio, 6 or 7 of them are listening to Malam Jafar. But he has gone. So you'll be listening to his explanation of the Quran. Recently I was listening to one in Surah Al-Baqarah. He was explaining, Ya ayyuha al-nas, u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum wal-ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Very, very, very powerful explanation the Imam gave. May Allah forgive him. That is Athar. I wasn't there when he did the class. He has died. But it is something he left behind. فَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَار. This is from Athar. The third of the Athar is صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. A sadaqah that still remains after him. Maybe he has a well. Maybe he sponsors something that goes on and a lot of people make benefit from it. Like that. So that Qasun Jari, I built a masjid, people are praying in it, and he has died. He will be earning rewards from it. So these are our stars. But you know, he built the masjid. The one who left knowledge, he taught the knowledge. When he dies, the knowledge has ended. I mean, that's his action of leaving behind a knowledge has ended. So when these kinds of action end, the person will die. So it means for each of us, the athar we are going to leave behind, Allah has done what? He has documented it. And that's why many times, many scholars leave knowledge behind. And ulama will come and say the book is mafkud. It's lost. Because perhaps it is not from those things Allah has destined that the generations that come after will benefit from. It means even the Athar, who determines it? Allah subhanahu. That is why Al-Imam al-Muzani said, وَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ بِآجَالِهِمْ عِنْدَ نَفَادِ أَرْزَاقِهِمْ وَانْكِطَاءِ آثَارِهِمْ. When the Athar, the heritages, as they will say, a heritage. When a heritage ends, those ones that Allah has preordained that he will leave behind, those are the ones that he will be able to leave behind. He will not be able to leave behind more than that. So some ulama say, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ, that this is the meaning of what? Athar. Others say athar means the footsteps we take to the masjid. When you go to the masjid, the footsteps you take when you go to the masjid, those are your athar. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith reported by Imam Muslim in his Sahih from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari radiallahu anhuma from people from Banu Salama. They came to him and said, their houses are far away from the mosque, Masjid al-Nabawi. Our own house is far away. So we come for Salat Zuhr, we start going to the masjid. We want to leave that area and park to stay nearer to the masjid. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Bani Salama, all people from the tribe of Salama, Diyarukum ulama sidati, stay where you are. Tuktabu asarukum, those 2 steps you take to the masjid will be done what? Will be recorded for you. So ulama say this is asar. Diyarukum tuktabu asarukum. Stay where you are. Stay in your area. I think Diyar now is close to Agbole. Stay there. Tuktabu asarukum. The 2 steps you take to the masjid will be documented for you. So some of the ulama say this is the meaning of what? Wa'asaruhum. But some of the companions reported that this verse, Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa'asarakum aw wa'asarahum ku, was revealed in this circumstance. Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa'asarahum wa kulla shay'in ahsaynahu fi Imam Mubin, that this verse itself came regarding Banu Salama. That don't worry, the one you do a good deed, we'll record it. Even if you are trekking, we'll keep the record for you. For kulla shayin, all of it, fi Imam Mubin. They'll be kept in books, well, expanded books. So, but what it appears, Allahu Alam, is that they are all part of it. Both. Because they are all from our asar. And that also means that what the Imam said in the inqita'i asarihim would mean that when the number of footsteps they take end to the masjid, then they will die. So it means all of it. Like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih will say, many times when he explains verses of the Quran, he will say, if it has this meaning and this meaning, and the 2 meanings are not contradictory, we should take all. It's one of his qawaid in tafsir. He mentioned it repeatedly in his book, Al-Qawl al-Mufid, ala sharh kitab al-Tawheed. When he explains the verse, to say it could mean this, he said, but there is nothing saying it cannot mean the 2. So we take the 2, except if the 2 meanings are contradictory. And in this case, they are not. So we take them to mean them both. So فَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ إِنْدَى وَالْفَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ بِآجَالِهِمْ إِنْدَى نَفَادِ أَرْزَاقِهِمْ وَانْكِطَاءِ آثَارِهِمْ would mean all of that. I hope this point is clear. وَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ, all of the creatures, we all shall die. بِآجَالِنَا, according to the time that Allah has fixed for us to die. عِنْدَ نَفَادِ أَرْزَاقِنَا, when the risk that Allah has written for each of us expires, finishes. وَانْكِطَاءِ أَثَارِنَا, and the things he has preordained that we will leave behind, when we do enough, the ones that he has preordained, that is when we go, or when we take enough footsteps to the masjid, we will die and go. May Allah make us end well. Then he says, ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ بَعْدَ الضَّغْطَةِ فِي الْكُبُورِ مُسَاءَلُونَ. That is the next point. Go. It says, "Summa innahum ba'da dhaghtati fil kuburi musa'alun." Then the creatures, ba'da dhaghtati fil kubur, after ad-dhaghta fil kubur, when we die. In a very lengthy hadith reported by Imam Ibn Majah. And Al-Imam al-Nasai in his Sunan, amongst others, Imam Ahmad in the Musnad, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described how life comes out of us. It starts coming out from our legs. Yes. That's why Yorubas have that. When somebody is dying, they touch the leg. When they say, S.A. Titutu. Even if it's breathing, they say, S.A. Titutu. Life goes out first from the legs. And it starts coming upwards until it gets to our trachea. And this is what Allah told us in the Quran. Says, Kalla, إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي, when the soul reaches the collar, when it reaches the trachea. Because after that it should come out from the mouth. When it comes out from the mouth, the eyes will be looking at it as it goes. So that's why usually the mouth and eyes are open. And that's why usually the sunnah of those of us who are alive is to close the mouth first of a dead person and his eyes. Abu Bakr and Siddiq, the companions, they did that to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. They closed his mouth and then the eyes. So when you see a dead person, the person just dies, usually the mouth will be opened because that is the last exit point of the life. May Allah make us end well. Sheikh Ja'far Mahmood was killed on a Friday when he was in sujood. The sujood of Salatul Subhi on Friday. He was in sujood. It was a Friday. It was Salatul Subhi of Friday. These are three different virtues. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever dies on the day of Jummah or the night of Jummah, Allah will save him from the fitna of the Qabr. The one who dies on the day of Jummah or in the night of Jummah, the night of Jummah is after Maghrib of Thursday. If a person dies until the Maghrib of the day of Jummah, Allah will protect him from the fitna of the grave. That is, Musa alone here will not be applied to him. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ بَعْدَ الضَّغْطَةِ فِي الْكُبُورِ مُسَاءَلُونَ. From those who will be exempted. We are coming back to that, inshallah, if Allah gives the time. We are just mentioning three virtues. The man died on Jummah. He died in Sajda. He was shot three times. The first shot, he said, Subhanallah. The door of the area to the Imam's side was opened. The assailant came in from there. He shot him, Subhanallah, in Sajda. He was supposed to be saying, Subhanallah, Rabbi Allah, Subhanallah. They shot him again. He didn't fall. He was still on Sajda. They shot him again. He said, Subhanallah. The third one, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. I think he knew then that I think it's over. Then the point of reference here was he did and that's all. It was loud enough for the masjid because he was praying, he was in Salah. He was killed while in Salah. What I'm saying is the life comes out of the mouth last. The life comes out of the mouth last. So that's why you are likely to find dead people when they die, that their mouths are open. When they see that, you cover the mouth and you cover the face because you said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the eyes will be following the life as you go, hey, you are going. That is how it will be for each and every one of us. وَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ بِأَجَالِهِمْ at our various times. So it's not a sin of fear, it's a thing to prepare for what happens afterwards. May Allah make it easy for us. So, when we die, our families will prepare us for burial. They'll make janaza. They'll prepare the corpse. They'll give him a bath. The way you give ghusl janaba. The same way. Except that if the person, because of the difficulty of life, Because it is actually difficult. The Prophet said so, alayhi salatu wasalam, that death is difficult. Death is difficult. And that's the reason why sometimes you find some of the people, they pass physics, some pass urine. So if you want to wash and prepare that cup, you clean the physics, that's where you start your janazah. You clean the physics or urine or blood from the ear or nose, or if it were as a result of an injury, you go to those areas and try to clean the blood as much as possible. That is where you start the ghusl of a dead person. And when you clean all of that, then you start washing the body. You start from above him, your head. You pay attention to the right side and then the left side. Then you come to the upper limbs. You pay attention to the right side and then the left side. Then you come to the lower limbs. You pay attention to the right and the left. If it is possible, you turn him. And then you wash as you did. You wash. If you are 2-3, you just raise him a bit. You wash the back side. You raise him a bit the other way. You wash the other side. And then you get water to all parts of him. You make sure he's clean. If it were possible, you get some camphor into the water. Or something like Dettol. Especially for the first wash. Because then they used to use cedar. Or a plant that has disinfectant disinfecting capability. So you do that to clean that. And then you pour a lot of water. As much as it is possible for you. I partook in the janazah of a brother whose head got scattered. We were 5. We wanted to start the janazah. When the cup was open, 3 of them ran away. When we touched the head, the 4th brother ran away. I was alone. So I went to him. I now psyched him and prepared his mind so he came. So myself and him alone washed the cup. So, if it were possible, you tie that kind of head. How he got involved in an accident. Yes, he was working in federal parastatal. They were counting elections, and he came home quickly to eat, and his wife was pregnant, subhanAllah. So he came out, she lost the pregnancy. May Allah forgive him. So he came out, as he rushed to drive to get into the main road, an oncoming car crashed him, hit him, and he hit his head on the wall. So that was what happened. So many of the brothers ran away. He said, I'm not saying, please, we can't. And they are closer to him than I am. May Allah forgive the brother. He was such a nice brother. Very nice brother. May Allah forgive him. So that kind of head, you tie the head. You put it together and tie it so it does not get displaced, scattered. So it may be other parts of the body too. Perhaps a limb is cut off, you put it together. So when this soul is going out of the body, Allah asks us, Man Raq, who is the doctor that will heal the person? إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ Raq. Who is the doctor who will bring back the soul? Is there a doctor? فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ The same thing. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ Allah says, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ Why is it not that when the soul reaches the collar, وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ And you all will be looking at him. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ We are closer to him than you. Even though you are not seeing us, our angels are there doing their work, ready to take the soul away. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ Why is it not that if you think that Allah will not pay you back with your deeds on the day of Qiyamah? The non-Muslims say Allah will not raise them up. Allah says, if you think that that is the truth, تَرْجِعُونَهَا Return the soul if you can. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ If your claims are true, revive, get him to come back. That is the time that the family of the dead person is saying, Doctor, man, rock. Who is he who will bring back that soul that time? وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ The person who is dying, ظَنُّ يَنِي أَيْقَنَا He will be certain, annahu al-firaq, that he is the one, he is leaving behind his family and wealth. The person who is dying has known already. So he's going. What do you say about this thing? I've seen things like that. You'll be telling him, this one, that one, that one. I say, how? He will look and shake his head sometimes. Some just turn the head away. Some will not respond. They will not say anything to you. Why? Zanna annahu al-firaq. He has the yaqeen. Zannu huna yaqeen. Annahu huwa alladhi yufarikum. He is the one that is leaving them behind. Waltafati saqu bisaqi. Ulama say when he now dies, we'll put the two toes together. We'll put the ankles together. And then in the hospital, they will bring a tag and they tag the two toes together. Isn't that what we do? The legs will be standing like this. Sark will be sark. And then the toe one and toe two, you put it together. And in the hospital, they will bring a rope and tie the two toes together. So that the two sark will not go away from themselves. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْمَسَاقِ. On that day, they are presenting him to his Lord. Take. So, these are the events. And after the janaza, the bathing, the ghusl, will make salah on him. Begins from at least 4 takbirat. Allahu Akbar. The Imam will recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Allahu Akbar. According to some companions, he recites Surah. Allahu Akbar. He now recites Salat on the Messenger. Allahu Akbar. Then he recites Oda Adka. Ad'iyah. They are those that are ma'thura, about 3 or 4. Allahumma gfir lahu warhamhu ko. That is the one the Prophet recited on Abu Salama, radiyallahu anhu. Allahumma gfir lahu warhamhu, wa'afihi wa'afwan, wa'akrim nuzulahu, wa'afi mutkalahu, wa'naqih min khutayahu, kama yunaqq thawb al-abiyad min adal. This Sahabi who reported this hadith, he said, when the Prophet was reciting this zikr, I felt that I should be the one that was dead. How I wish sin on me. The Prophet is saying, "Firilahu Allah forgive him, wa one who overlook, pardon him, wa naki to a person." Which are they waiting? What am I waiting for? I wish I'm the one. This is part of the things we can benefit those who die. Those who die are benefited with these. And then those who make the rows behind the Imam, they make 3 rows or more, as the case may be. If they can't make it exactly 3. And this Salatul Janaza is allowed for women in the Sunnah. Women are allowed. Women are allowed. In this community, we saw only I saw only 5 or 6 women lining up behind when the Imam of this city, may Allah forgive him, when he died, he was taken to a stadium. Only 5 or 6 women were standing behind the men to make Salatul Janaza. Whether they now actually made that janaza or not, Allah alone knows. Because even we, the men, we didn't know when the janaza started. We didn't know when it ended. Ma lakum kayfa tahkumun. Yes. Ma lakum ayyuhanna. This is Imam. And you make salatul janaza on him like this? He deserves better than you have done to him. Yes. And this was a learned person. Yes, the Imam of this city who just passed away was learned. Many of them were his students. And then the trouble of bringing him from his house to the stadium. And then from the stadium back to his house. Why? Why? If you stop the vehicles, if his residence is near Ojaoba, but he's not, his residence there, near the market, what's it called? That market. You could stop cars for 10 minutes to make Salatul Janaza and go away. And go back to bury him in wherever you wanted to bury him. Even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam predicted us from burying corpses inside our houses. He says, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ كُبُورَكُمْ. Don't make your homes your burial grounds. So even at that, they were carrying the man from one place to the other, subhanAllah. The Salatul Janaza, only Allah knows how they made it. We are just hearing. In fact, before we started saying our own takbirat, some people have started leaving the place in Watikirusa. As we are saying Watikirusa, some people were leaving. Some people started, we started hearing another Allahu Akbar. It is not wrong for a people to make multiple janaza on a corpse. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam himself, multiple janaza was made on him. Some companions who come, they make their janaza, they go away, others who come make their own and go, it's allowed. If it is that one, we know that you are following one sunnah. But which one did you follow? You alone know. So we make salatul janaza, at least 4 takbirat, or 5. The maximum, I think, 11 or 9. So, after that, we take the corpse to a burial ground. In Yoruba land, they don't usually have burial grounds. Muslim burial grounds are rare here. Because the average Yoruba man, his ultimate goal in life is to build a house. So when he builds the house, he does not like to be taken away. They say, you know, let him go in here. And he says, carry the house and go now. Go with the house. Subhanallah. Go with the house. Go with the land. Go with the house. But that is, of course, not if the man has the house in GRA. Because GRA authorities will not allow you to bury a corpse inside your house. Do you know that? Why not then the Muslims now think about having burial grounds? Burial grounds. They are from the Sunnah community must have. So we bury people in burial grounds. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a burial ground, Al-Baqi' Al-Gharqab. Baqi' Al-Gharqab in Medina. The burial ground where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to bury corpses. But you can ask me about Ustaz, they buried the Prophet inside his room. Yes, the Messenger was buried in the room where he died. The room of Aisha radiallahu anha. And that is because of what he said to them. That is collected in mutawatir form. By Abu Bakr al-Siddiq first. And mentioned by many others amongst the companions like Abbas, like Ali ibn Abi Talib and others. Anas ibn Malik. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that al-anbiya yudfanuna haythu yamutu. The anbiya, the prophets are buried in the specific place where they die. See, the prophet dies here on this seat now, he will be buried on the ground here. So we'll convert this place to something else. We'll barricade it off. If it were a mosque, we can stop making it a mosque. So the prophet's masjid does not have the burial ground of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That place is the room of Aisha, where he slept and died on the day he died. So he was buried on that ground, on that place. And that room is carved out of the masjid, is it not? If you have visited the place. You see, it is carved out of the masjid. So we bury the corpses at burial grounds. And what then do? We place them in the ground, we make them face the Qibla. Inshallah, when we come to read a book of fiqh that we will do after reading this book, inshallah, we will discuss all these matters under the issues of janaza, bi-ithnillah. So, when we leave the corpse inside his grave, even before we start leaving, I don't know whether they did that to the Imam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam witnessed a burial. And he said to the people, Istaghfiru li akhikum. Ask Allah. Before they left the place, he asked Allah to forgive your brother. Wasallallahu lahu tasbeet. And ask Allah for him to keep him firm فَإِنَّهُ الْآنَ يُسْأَلُ. Because he is being asked now. They were still at the graveyard. It says, استغفروا لأخيكم. Ask Allah to forgive him. وَصَلُوا لَهُ التَّصْبِيحِ. Ask Allah to keep him firm. فَإِنَّهُ الْآنَ يُسْأَلُ. Because he's being asked now. And he told us in another hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the dead will be hearing even the traps of our shoes. As we are going away, it will be hearing karam, karam, karam. And Umar radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, since أَتَرُدُّ عَلَيْنَا أُكُولُنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَتُرَدُّ عَلَيْنَا أُكُولُنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَتُرَدُّ عَلَيْنَا, will our senses be returned to us, O Messenger of Allah, in that condition? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, na'am, ka'ayhatikum al-yaw. Yes, you will be then in the grave as you are now. As we are now, that is how we will live again in the grave when Allah returns our soul to us. That is how we live again. And from the things that will happen before the questioning of the angels is ad-dabta. The grave for everybody. May Allah make it easy for us. Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani spent some time discussing this hadith in Silsilat al-Sahihah. When he ended, he made a dua. He said, rahimahullah, فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يُحَوِّنَ عَلَيْنَا دَغْتَةَ الْقَبْرِ. فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يُحَوِّنَ عَلَيْنَا دَغْتَةَ الْقَبْرِ. We ask Allah to make the vibrations easy for us inside our graves. إِنَّهُ نَعِمَ الْمُجِيبِ. Because Allah is the best of those who grant supplications. So for all of us, our graves will vibrate. Yes. A young child was buried in Medina. From the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, that was collected by Imam al-Tabarani rahimahullah. And the Prophet said after burying that child, that لو أفلت أحد من ضمة القبر لأفلت هذا الصبي. لو أفلت أحد من ضمة القبر La aflata hadha al-sabi. If anybody would escape the daghta, the vibration of the grave, this young baby, this baby, this child would have escaped. So when the child did not escape, what about you and I? In another hadith, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu, inna lil qabri daghtatan. Inside the grave, there is going to be a vibration. فَلَوْ نَجَى أَوْ سَلِمَ أَحْدٌ مِّنْهَا لَنَجَى سَعْدٌ إِبْنُ مُعَاذٍ. If it were that anybody will save, will be protected from that vibration, لَنَجَى سَعْدٌ إِبْنُ مُعَاذٍ. سَعْدٌ إِبْنُ مُعَاذٍ would have been saved. So every one of us will pass through it. May Allah make it easy for us. Our graves will vibrate. It is after this vibration, when we are left, may Allah make it easy for us. Then the angels will come. They are called Munkar and Nakir. It is authentic. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al Uthaymeen said, when they say Munkar, it doesn't mean something despicable. Because something you hate can mean Munkar. But Munkar here means something you are scared of, gharib, strange, and Nakir. Munkar and Nakir have the same meaning. Munkar means Nakir, and Nakir means what? Munkar. So it means two strange-looking angels will come to us, and they will raise us up and ask us three questions. After the doctor, may Allah make it easy for us. This questioning is called Fitnatul Qabr, and it is a difficult thing, because those angels will be looking so scary. When you see them, you'll be scared. But Allah will keep the mu'minun firm. May Allah keep us all firm. And it is this fitna that after or in the process of ending our salah, we ask Allah protection from the fitna of qabr. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. We say it always when we make tashahud, azab al-qabr also. So we should be begging Allah for this issue, to make it easy for us, to make us end at a time that do not have to be questioned in the grave. Because some people will escape the questioning. The questioning is about the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. We will be asked about the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Mada kunta taqul an hadha ar-rajul. What did you used to believe regarding this man, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam? So the mu'minun will say what they believe. He is Muhammad, he is Rasulullah, he is Mustafa, Allah sent him to us, and. In a hadith, the angels will say, we have known you are a mu'min, that is what you will say. May Allah make that easy for us. But some people will say, سَمِيْتُ النَّاسَ يَقُولُونَ فَقُلْتُهُ. I used to hear people used to say something, so I used to say it too. In the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, the messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, this man will be hit with an iron axe in his head, and he will make a noise that will be heard by all the creatures except human beings and jinns. But the other animals will hear the sound. May Allah protect us. That is azabul qabr. So fitnatul qabr is su'alul malakain. And azabul qabr is what? The punishment of the grave. This su'al, this fitnatul qabr, that is the questioning in the grave, about 6 or 7 groups of people will not be questioned. May Allah count us amongst them. The first group of them are the Anbiya and Rusul themselves, because they are the ones about which we will be asked, about whom we will be asked. We will be asked about Muhammad sallallahu. So who will Muhammad be asked about? So they will not be questioned in the grave. Secondly, Siddiqun. Siddiqun. People who are truthful with their iman. And their leader was who? Abu Bakr and Siddiq. The ulama say because they are Siddiqun, that's why they will not be questioned. The truthfulness of their iman is already known. So there is no need asking them again. They are Siddiq. They have an appellation. Those who are truthful with their iman. They believe the Prophet and they too are believed. So there is no need asking them again. And Allah makes us understand that Siddiqun are better than Shuhada. I always tell the people, some of them say, go and do bombing. They will do this. On the net, there are discussion, young people who have not known the value of life. I say, look here. Who is better between Omar and Abu Bakr? See, Abu Bakr. Radiallahu anhu. Where did Abu Bakr die? On his bed. What about the Prophet Muhammad? Sayyidul Bashar. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Where did he die? On his bed. It means if we have sinned with our iman, it's better for us than going and bombing yourself. That is what we want. And then go and fight wars where you almost commit a suicide. Don't waste your life. We want to die on our bed. May Allah make it easy for us. If you ask us why, we say that is the death of the Prophet and Abu Bakr. No prophet is better than the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. And no human being after the Prophet and Anbiya is better than who? Abu Bakr and Siddiq. Yes, Allah didn't make any of them die on a battlefield. That is the one we want. We want no less than the best. May Allah make it easy for us. So the Anbiya and the Rasul, they are exempted from fitnatul qabr. Likewise, the Siddiqun and Shuhada. The Shuhada, the Matthias, those who are killed in a valid jihad. There are a lot of issues around that. They will have the ruling of Shuhada. Also, Al-Mabtun, those who die of a stomach-related illness. There's hadith and it's authentic. They will be protected from the fitna of the Qabr. They will not be asked. Those who die on the day of Jummah, may Allah give us this ability to die on the day of Jummah. Now, may Allah make it easy for us. About 2 years ago, I saw an old man in Mecca. The man was old. How did I know that he was old? Because I saw his head. He was dead already. He was wearing ihram. It was the day of Tawaf al-Ifada, the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. He had come back from Muzdalifah and Mina to Makkah to make Tawaf al-Ifada. It was the day of Jummah. But before that Tawaf, he died. So he was still in ihram. And you know those in ihram, you don't cover their heads. You bury them like that. You just wrap them with their ihram clothes and bury them. You leave their heads open. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُلَبِّيًا. He will raise up on the day of Qiyamah saying, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُ. When people are moving, تِوَانَامُ, going left and right, he will be saying, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. Will Allah be asking him, who is his Lord again? And it was on a Friday. After Salatul Jummah, Salatul Janazah was performed on this man. By all of us who had just made Hajj, and Allah had forgiven us our sins. Because we had left Arafah and Muzdalifah. We performed Jummah and then Salatul Janazah. And all the crowd, the masjid was filled up. You know how that mosque is on the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. Wallahi, the man passed near me. I say, Allah, now this type where I want to. May Allah make it easy for us. So the man was, he was looking calm. Calm. In death. May Allah accept our worship. So those people will be exempted from the punishment of the grave. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen in his Sharh al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyah explained this point. Likewise, al-Imam ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah in his book Ar-Ruh, they explain these issues about those who will be exempted. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ بَعْدَ الضَّغْطَةِ فِي الْقُبُورِ مُسَاءَلُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ بَعْدَ الضَّغْطَةِ فِي الْقُبُورِ مُسَاءَلُونَ. I think this point is explained. And I hope that we understand it. May Allah make us understand better than it's been explained. Two points today. وَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ بِآجَالِهِمْ عِنْدَ نَفَادِ أَرْزَاقِهِمْ وَانْقِطَاءِ آثَارِهِمْ ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ بَعْدَ الضَّغْطَةِ فِي الْقُبُورِ مُسَاءَلُونَ. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah make us end up on Iman and Sunnah. Alaykum salam. Naam, bismillah. Naam. Cremation or cremation. Is it creamy or creamy? Cremation. Yes, cremation. To open the cup and remove the intestines by way of preserving the cup for some time before they bury the cup. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, when you wash the cup, take it easy because they feel the pain, the dead bodies. So when you are washing them, don't be rough. Take it easy because the way we feel pain, that is how they feel pain. So when you open their stomach, what do they feel? They feel pain. And then he says, bury them, hasten them up. Because if they are of good deeds, you are preventing them from meeting their good deeds. If they are sinful people, you are keeping punishment with you. So go and bury the dead man, let him go and face his work. So cremation will be contradicting these realities of our religion. So for these and other reasons, it will not be allowed in Islam. Although I don't know any state now, Lagos State contemplated it. I think the House of Assembly discussed it and then they withdrew it. I learned that it was withdrawn. Lagos, who has information? It was passed. So what happened? Did they grant extension to Muslims? It was optional. It was passed as an optional. You say what? Unclaimed corpses are cremated. Allahu Alam. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. Now, is it possible for a jinn to take somebody away and make what appear? If they take him away, they will not see him again. Is it possible for jinns to take somebody away? Yes. This one happened a lot. And there's a story during the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. I think I mentioned that story once here. It's reported by Imam al-Bayhaqi in Sunan al-Kubra. A man went to perform Salatul Isha. As he was going back home, the jinns captured him and took him away. Those jinns were kuffar amongst the jinns. They tied him on the ground like an animal to be slaughtered. So some Muslim jinns fought those ones in jihad. And they saw the asar of sujood on his head. They said, you are a human being, look at sajda on your head. Are you a Muslim? He said, yes. Say, come with us. They untied him and took him away. So he left the community where the jinns were kuffar and went to the community where the jinns were Muslims. When they got to their destination, they asked him, do you want us to keep you or you want to go back home? He said, I want to go back home. They took him back to Medina. I think he stayed about 4 years or thereabouts. Yes. And he was asked, when he was with the kuffar, what was he eating? He said he was eating the bones that those people took away from the Muslims if they said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you want to eat bone, you want to eat meat from a bone, and you finish eating the meat, but you said Bismillah before you started eating it. If you throw it away, when non-Muslims amongst the jinns take it away, they will not be able to eat it because you said Bismillah. He said, when they throw that one away, that is the one I was eating. I was able to eat those ones. That hadith is authentic. Sheikh Mashur Hassan al-Salman in his book, Fath al-Mannan, في جمع أقوال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية عن الجان he said it's not this often. So it means jinns can take somebody away. But can they make that person they have taken away to appear as if he has died? I don't know. But the jinns can appear in the form of a person that had already died, even if that cup was already on the ground. So you may have a cup on the ground. And you are seeing one dead body, one alive. You understand? One dead body, the same person. The other one looking at it, it was the one, the same person. This one was mentioned by Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in his book, Al-Furqan Bayn Awliya al-Rahman wa Awliya al-Shaytan. And he said it happened in Egypt during their time. There was a man who used to deceive his students that if he died, he will come back. He will wash his own corpse. So they should not bother. So when that man now died, the jinn that was deceiving him was the one that came. So he deceived the Afa until the Afa died. And he wants to continue the deception over the Omaleke too. So he deceived the Afa. That man has died and gone. So his family did not wash him. But they saw somebody that came, appearing like him, who came to wash the corpse and entered into his family and had relations with them before it went away. It was a jinn who did that. So that one is possible. But to make a person who is alive look as if it is dead, the person will be alive. Maybe if we say by way of sihr, the way the people of Fir'aun did to Musa alayhi salam. يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمَا مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. By way of their making the sihr, they who were looking at him, their eyes will think that the man has died. But actually the man has not died. So that is possible too. It is, the man will be alive, but they will be seeing him as if he has died because of sihr. And Musa too was afraid. Ulama say Musa saw it like that too. Because فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيْفَةً. He was afraid. If he did not see it that it was moving, he would not be afraid. So it was Allah who told him, لا تخف, don't be afraid. إنك أنت الأعلى. You will be the one to overrun the people here today. So it means sihr can be done like that. It is possible, I think. We have tried to gather all the evidence from left and right. I think it is possible for jinns to make a person that is alive look to his family as if he has died. Allahu a'lam. Alaykum as-salam. I think it is possible, inshallah. You are not raising your voice, so now raise your voice. Five imams will pray over him. If you say imams pray to him, that's a shirk. Over. I'm not saying this by way of all of us and myself. You pray over a dead corpse, you don't pray to a dead corpse. So that prayer is called funeral prayer. So maybe you can say they perform the funeral prayer over him or on him. But on too may be understood to mean that they were on his corpse standing. So I think over him is more appropriate. Sometimes we say what we don't mean. One day, brother translated a hadith, bitu, a hadith of Ibn Abbas in Sahihain, said, bitu inda Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I slept with the Prophet Muhammad. That was what he said. What is the meaning of a man sleeping with another man? You see now? So you'll be saying something, but that's not what you mean. So that's why you don't also go on making takfir of people. You must know what they mean. Because they may actually be saying what they don't mean. So you pray over a dead body. You don't pray to a dead body. So when we make that Salatul Janaza, it is allowed, like we said, to make it fawjan fawjan. Group after group. One group comes, prays and goes. Another comes, prays and goes. So if they say a lot of people, the people are too much. And many of them, all of them want to perform the janazah. They can say, okay, five imams come, they go, the other one comes and goes. I think it will still be in line with that sunnah of the Messenger, alayhi salam. Allahu a'lam. The same group of people, five imams. It will remain to find evidence. Yes. Because janazah is ibadah. You won't perform the ibadah except there is evidence. Five different groups with different imams, yes. But five imams, the same group of people, will require evidence. Allahu a'lam. Alaykum salam. If you recite Surah Al-Sajda and Surah Al-Mulk, you'll be protected from the fitna of the Qabr. I remember that it's a fadl that the Prophet used to do that every night, alayhi salatu wasalam. But I don't remember the reward that is connected to that zikr. Who remembers? Reciting Surah Al-Sajda and Surah Al-Mulk every night. There's hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud, but the reward connected to it, I can't remember as I'm seated. If someone remembers, he should remind us. Please, I only want a little enlightenment about Masihud Dajjal and about the baby born in Israel with one eye and the respect to Dajjal. Yes, Dajjal will have one eye, but he will not be born. Dajjal is already living. Dajjal is already alive. He will just come out. That was why it is Khurujud Dajjal, the coming out of Dajjal, and Nuzulu Isa, the coming down, the descent of Isa. So Khurujud Dajjal, Dajjal will come out. One of the companions of the Prophet saw him, alayhi salatu wasalam, Tamim ibn Aus al-Dari. And the hadith is reported in Sahih Muslim. He described Dajjal. And the Prophet affirmed that alayhi salatu wasalam, he was Dajjal. So Dajjal is already alive. And he has been alive since the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi. So it's not a child to be born in Israel. Yes, a child was said to be born in Israel with one eye and one nose. And I think that child has died, if you followed that news. Allahu Allah. I was expecting this question. If it had not come, I would have been very surprised. Since the date of death is stipulated by Allah, does that mean that we cannot pray for long life? If you pray for long life and your prayer is granted, you will not remember to pray for a life longer than the time that you will die. So the one you pray, maybe you pray for long life 2 times. So your life was stipulated that you will die at the 2nd time. That is the decree of Allah. You will not remember to pray the 3rd one. That will make it be extended again. وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِنْ مُعَمَّرٍ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ أُمُرِهِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. There is nobody who is giving long life. We are the ones calling it long. Here you are. We are the ones calling it long. Whether long or short, he will die. And that time is known by Allah. So he will be begging Allah, give me long life. He knows the time already. So some of the ulama avoid that dua. Like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. As mentioned by Imam Ibn Abi Izz al-Hanafi in his sharh of Aqidat al-Tahawiyyah. That Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, if he said to him, Allah give me long life, he said, leave that one. It's a decided matter. And one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. He heard one of his wives, the daughter of Sufyan, Abu Sufyan, Ummu Habiba. She was begging Allah, oh Allah, give me long life. Let me live long with my husband, Muhammad. The Prophet said, why are you making supplication about an affair that is already decreed by Allah? Why not beg him to protect you from the punishment of the hereafter? Although there is hadith of Anas ibn Malik in Sahihain, where the Prophet prayed for Anas for long life. He says, Allahumma atil umrahu. Oh Allah, elongate his life. So but that is part of the fact that Anas will live long. And the sabab for him to know that he will live long is that the Prophet will tell him that he will live long by way of supplication. So Anas lived long for about 120 years before he died. There are some among the companions who lived for 140. And some among the Tabi'un 140, like Al-Imam Abu Uthman al-Nahdi. And others, they lived for 140 years. Radiallahu anhum. So it's allowed to make that supplication according to that hadith of Anas ibn Malik. But we should understand that we will still not exceed those specified times, our ajal. May Allah make us end well. Ending well and meeting Allah well is more important than living long. Ending well and meeting Allah well is more important than living long. What does it benefit a man that he gains all of this world and loses the hereafter, as they say? Yes, what does it benefit him? He lived 200 years in this dunya. And then the day he meets Allah, he knows that it is trouble. We end with this hadith from Nabi Musa alayhi salam. The hadith is contained in the books of Sunnah. And it's an authentic hadith. I think Bukhari and Muslim too. That the angel of death came to Musa alayhi salam. And before that time, the angel of death used to appear to people in human form. So the angel of death, Malakul Maut, came to Musa alayhi salam and said, I want to take your life. Fala formahu Musa alayhi salam. Musa slapped him. Wah! You want to take my life? and he lost one eye from the slap. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Musa was strong. You want to take my life? So the angel of death returned to Allah. This is your friend that you say, I should go and take his life. He has blinded one of the eyes. He said, okay, go back and tell him how long he wants to stay. I think he was told to touch the back of an animal, the hair behind an animal, and he will live for as long as that. So when the angel of death came back to Musa alayhi salam and said, you live for that long, he said, oh, after I live for all those long years, so what will happen? Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah. So after I live for all those long years, what will happen? He said, death. He said, okay, do it now. If I, after I have lived for all those long years, I will still die, and your Lord said you should come and take it now. Oh yeah, take it now. Because that is the time that is being written for Musa alayhi salam. Otherwise he would have accepted the other one. So he died at his own ajal. We all will die at our own appointed time. And we don't know it, unfortunately. I don't know when I will die. You don't know when you die. Nobody knows when he will die. So we should prepare for death. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah make it be upon Iman and Sunnah. May Allah make it be upon Iman and Sunnah. May Allah make it be upon Iman and Sunnah. And may Allah take care of our Zuriya whenever we go away. Our descendants, our children that we leave, may Allah take care of them. Our family, our wives, that we will leave at the time of death, may Allah take care of them. Where we face, when we face it, may Allah make it easy for us. May Allah forgive our shortcomings. May Allah make easy for us meeting Him on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك آمين.